listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201 DA in King Cove, Alaska.
It's Black History Month, and each week all month, World Cafe correspondent John Morrison is here to talk trailblazers and mavericks of black music. Black musicians who took risks and pushed boundaries, like Sylvester, the disco icon who defied expectations in everything he did.
He kind of brought this broad approach to gender presentation, not just visually, but even in his singing. Sometimes you hear him, you're not 100% sure if you're listening to, you know, a man or a woman or neither.
John Morrison gets into Sylvester's life and music and the legacy that he left, not just on dance music, but on the culture at large.
He sent an affirming message that, you know, there's no real limits to expression, and that expression should be fearless and present.
Sylvester on Trailblazers and Mavericks of Black Music. Today, I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe. Before we get to John Morrison and that installment in the series, here's a song from another distinctive, one-of-a-kind vocalist. From their 1984 debut, Diamond Life, it's Sade, Smooth Operator.
Making hard sex.
You're listening to The World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, joined by John Morrison. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. Every month, he joins me for the Culture Corner. But all of this month, all of February for Black History Month, he is here once a week for his Black History Month series, Trailblazers and Mavericks of Black Music. This is week three. John, good to see you.
Good to see you, Raina.
Who are you spotlighting today?
Today, I wanted to talk about the singer-songwriter Sylvester. He was a legend in dance music circles and is still rightfully revered as one of the great voices in dance music and popular music in general.
Gotta be careful, she knows, she follows me.
What can you tell us about Sylvester's early life and career?
Sylvester was actually born in Los Angeles in 1947. And like many great musicians, he grew up singing in the church, the Pentecostal church specifically. And in 1970, he actually moved to San Francisco, where he kind of fell in with the counterculture, you know, wave of the day. You know, he performed as a drag performer, and he also formed Sylvester and the Hot Band, which was actually a funky rock kind of ensemble, completely different sound from some of his well-known solo work.
The next song we're going to hear is from Sylvester and the Hot Band. It's called Nobody's Fault But Mine. Why'd you want to play this for us?
Nobody's Fault But Mine might be my favorite song from Sylvester and the Hot Band. It's from their 1973 album, Bizarre. And it really reflects the sound of the band. It was this mixture between soul, southern rock, funk. It had all these different gritty, kind of like soulful elements. It feels like something that might have been made by Stax Records, you know, out of Memphis. You know, it has that kind of soul and richness and funkiness to it. It's just a brilliant song.
Sylvester and the Hot Band, Nobody's Fault But Mine. It's the World Cafe.
Now I miss you all the time. No heart can be as bad as mine.
on World Cafe, Sylvester and the Hot Band, Nobody's Fault But Mine. I'm Raina Duras. I'm joined with correspondent John Morrison talking about trailblazers and mavericks of black music today. And today we're talking about Sylvester. Now, towards the end of the 1970s, Sylvester put out a series of solo albums that were more disco-oriented. Tell us about Sylvester's solo work and his impact on disco.
Yeah, if you think about it, in a genre heavy with just amazing vocalists, Sylvester is really on the Mount Rushmore of disco singers, right? You have folks like Loretta Holloway, the great Martha Wash, who actually sang backup for Sylvester when she started. Of course, Donna Summer. All of these folks who really made an impact on disco and dance music in general. And Sylvester is right up there with them. You know what I mean? He's really somebody who challenged the idea of what a black male singer could look like and sound like. And I think that he really shaped what dance music would be, what a dance music singer or singer in that context would sound like.
For people who don't know, could you tell us what he looked like?
Yeah. Sylvester, don't know if you could say what he was presenting was like a drag presentation on the album covers, but it very much felt like that. You know, makeup, long hair, lipstick. He really presented this kind of balance between masculine and feminine in a way that, you know, a lot of musicians outside of maybe, you know, David Bowie and a few other folks, a lot of musicians weren't really doing at the time.
Yeah. Okay, this one's going to be fun. It's called Do You Wanna Funk from Sylvester. What can you tell us about the song before we hear it?
Do You Wanna Funk was produced by the great Patrick Crowley, who was, in a way, Sylvester's musical right hand, his musical soulmate. The song is so electronic, it's futuristic, it's sexy, it's up-tempo. It kind of feels like it's predicting what the future of dance music will sound like, you know, a few years later with like Detroit techno and stuff like that. It's so cutting edge, and it's different from a lot of the other music that was coming out at the time. It's really one of the best releases from Sylvester's catalog.
Here it goes. This is Sylvester, Do You Wanna Funk? We'll be right back. on World Cafe. That was Sylvester, Do You Want to Funk? I'm talking to John Morrison on World Cafe today. I'm Raina Duras. We're talking about trailblazers and mavericks of Black music. John, you said that Sylvester should be considered one of the great disco singers of all time. What made him so unique as a vocalist?
Sylvester brought so much power and drama to his vocal performances. You know, he really stood out. His voice had a very unique timbre to it. As a gay Black man and a drag performer, you know, as I alluded to earlier, he kind of brought this broad approach to gender presentation, not just visually, but even in his singing. You know what I mean? Sometimes you hear him sing in like his higher register, you're not 100% sure if you're listening to, you know, a man or a woman or neither. You know what I mean? He's really unique in that way, where his the timbre of his voice and the way that he sings itself challenges, you know, any kind of like binary that you may, you know, walk in with when engaging with his music.
You know, that's so true. This next song that we're going to hear, I was saying before we turned the mics on, I used to have this song on a cassette tape when I was a kid, and I thought for a long time that it was a woman singing.
Yeah.
Why did you want us to hear You Make Me Feel Mighty Real today?
You Make Me Feel is a classic, like, flat out. You can play it anywhere on the planet, and people will respond to it. They'll know it. It's a hands-down classic. And, you know, historically, Black popular music is really always in dialogue with the genres that produced it. You know, Black pop music is always incorporating the music of the church, jazz, R&B, always pulling in these older styles and making something new out of it. And disco and really the way that Sylvester is singing this song is kind of evidence of that. It's a disco tune about being like deeply, madly in love with somebody, but it also feels like a devotional hymn. It feels religious. It's like a love that transcends all things that he's really singing about. And it's just such a powerful tune.
You Make Me Feel Mighty Real, Sylvester on World Cafe.
When we're out there dancing,
World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras here with John Morrison talking about trailblazers and mavericks of black music. Today, talking about Sylvester. That was You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. Sylvester died in 1988, but his music and his legacy have lived on. What impact did he leave behind? Why is he so important?
You know, it's like we talked about with Bette Davis last week. Sylvester really opened up space in black music. He opened up possibilities as a black queer man. He influenced so many queer musicians that came after him. And it, you know, really inspired a lot of people who could relate to his power, his talent, his vulnerability that he brought to the music. You know, like I said earlier, by him just appearing, the way that he showed up, long hair, makeup, you know, he sent, and singing the way that he sang, he sent an affirming message that, you know, there's no real limits to expression, and that expression should be fearless and present. Sylvester, if we're thinking about, you know, legacy and why he was important, I think that he inspired and emboldened a lot of people in the best way, and that itself is really a gift to the world.
Thank you so much, John, for bringing Sylvester in today. You always make me listen more closely to this music and think more deeply about it, and I appreciate you so much.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. He joins me every month for the Culture Corner, and this month he's here every week for his Trailblazers and Mavericks of Black Music series for Black History Month. We've got one more week to go. I'll see you next week, John.
See you next week, Raina. Thank you.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, got into some disco with John Morrison. He was talking about Sylvester. Every week, all month, John Morrison is exploring different trailblazers and mavericks of black music. Take a minute now to make sure you're subscribed to the World Cafe podcast wherever you get your podcasts, so you can take World Cafe with you everywhere. You can hear those sessions on vacation, at work, or in the car. Here's Driver, Sakamani.
Some should know by the way you popped your car sideways at a wooden glass. You're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? Jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. Wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. We'll be right back.
drive west on Sunset to the sea. Turn that jungle music down just until we're out of town. This is no one night stand, it's a real occasion. Close your eyes and you'll be there. It's everything they say, the end of a perfect day. Distant lights from across the bay.
Babylon sister, shake it. Babylon sister, shake it.
So fine, so young.
Tell me I'm the only one.
From a shell, San Francisco, show and tell. Well, I should know by now that it's just a spasm, like a Sunday in TJ, that it's cheap but it's not free, that I'm not what I used to be, and that club's not a game.
Babylon Sisters, that is Steely Dan. New music from one of the members of a trio that won 3 Grammys last year. That's next on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. It's World Cafe. In 2023, boy genius was everywhere. You remember, they were on the radio, on the cover of magazines, they were all over the internet, and it was all thanks to their huge album, The Record. Even picked up 3 Grammys at last year's awards, including Best Alternative Music Album. You might think after all that, the 3 members of the band would take a well-deserved break, but no. Julian Baker is putting out a new album as a duo with Taurus, and Lucy Dacus has announced a new record coming out at the end of March. Maybe that means Phoebe Bridgers will have new music too. No word on that yet. But here's a track from the Lucy album. This is Lucy Dacus, Ankles.
What if we don't touch? What if we only talk about what we want and cannot have? And I'll throw a fit. If it's all I can do, if it's the thought that counts, let's think it through. So bite me on the shoulder.
myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. Upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts, I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself. I would find a way.
Today, your love when I'm far away. In another day, heart it out to more, just as your pillow. Waiting for your love, you in all the ways. In another place, all I'm thinking of, just can't get enough.
Listening to 8:30 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, "Let yourself go, please be sweet, my chickadee. When I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful."